Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Victory for More Houses of Worship. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this series of dominoes that continues to fall on Faith and Freedom with Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this is a great sequence of events. And what we have is, after the recent ruling at the U.S. Supreme Court on an emergency petition for an injunction pending appeal on behalf of New York synagogues and churches.
Yeah, we were pretty excited that day because we saw what was coming, and sure enough.
Here it goes. Here and it that was on Thanksgiving Eve. That was a great Thanksgiving Eve
present. It was.
Then, a week later, on December the 3rd, we got relief out of our California churches, Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry. And they granted our request and set aside all of the lower court orders, and they told the lower court to follow the roadmap that they just laid out. Now, it's a very simple, straightforward roadmap. You follow it just like any other roadmap, and you're going to get to the one direction, one destination, and that is that these restrictions are unconstitutional. They violate the First Amendment.
And the justices recognize that the restrictions are even greater in California than they are in New York.
Yeah. Well, in fact, what's happened is we're now back in the lower court, and we're having to make sure this judge reads the roadmap, and he doesn't want to read the roadmap. So that's why we have to continue to litigate. Yes. So that's where we are. But in addition to that, the next domino that fell is Colorado. Mm-hmm. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, he dropped all the COVID restrictions on religious gatherings, on houses of worship, including ceremonies such as weddings and funerals.
Again, because of the case in New York, he saw what was coming.
Yeah, the case of New York and our case. That's what their attorneys have said. It's the two cases back to back, the handwriting's on the wall. So he declared churches essential, places of worship essential, along with weddings and funerals, and lifted all their restrictions.
Right, because I represented our client, Andrew Wilmette Ministries in Colorado, that's had to deal with all these restrictions on their Bible conferences.
Exactly, yeah. So then after that, the high court did a couple of other actions. One was involving High Plains Harvest Church in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And in that particular one, the governor had already removed all the restrictions, so the court, in a brief opinion, the case is moot because they wanted the restrictions lifted. The restrictions are now lifted. But also in New Jersey, the high court gave relief to a Catholic church and a synagogue.
Interesting how they work together here.
Yeah, I know.
In those good cases.
Well, in New York and in New Jersey, you have those cases where combined churches and synagogues.
I think it's awesome, yeah.
Because there's a lot of synagogues in those locations. But so here, the court did the same thing, and against Governor Philip Murphy's order, they gave them relief, said, here's the roadmap, follow it, all the bad decisions below are set aside. Then what you have, Holly, is even just before that happened, in fact, this happened about a week after our case in California, where the court gave us the relief. A state lower court, it's called a superior court, but it's the entry-level trial court where the case was pending against a Catholic church. In that particular case, the state court judge issued a strong order, and he ultimately found that Governor Newsom's restrictions are unconstitutional. In fact, he said that fortunately, the Supreme Court, and he cites the New York case and our Harvest Rock Church case, has given clear guidance, a clear direction. So that state court judge really gets it. And he ultimately ruled that indeed this was an unconstitutional restriction. And he blocked the governor from these continued discriminatory actions. This is the case, it comes out of this Catholic Church, the Society of St. Pius the 10th.
Yeah, several Catholic parishes involved
yeah.
in.
Yeah, in Kern, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, and San Diego counties. Ultimately, they had injunctions barring them, and now that has been reversed.
Of course, that's what we've been dealing with, our California churches. We've got 162 in various counties and cities in California, same kind of restrictions.
We have almost 170 because that's just with Harvest International Ministry. That's our church association. And then you have Harvest Rock Church, and it has multiple campuses as well. So nearly 170 spread throughout all of California.
So we're grateful, you know, for this decision in New York with the Supreme Court for these synagogues and Catholic churches, because that has been the real kicker. That has, you know, once they ruled on that, then all these other cases that have been before the Supreme Court, they say, okay, look at the floor plan that we've put out here and send it back to the lower court to follow the rules.
Yeah, so it's a good development that's happened, starting from Thanksgiving Eve onward. So these dominoes are falling across the country. The freedom to worship is coming back again. You know, Holly, when we started working on these issues, it was back in March.
We never would have imagined this.
No. Back in March, the last Sunday in March, Pastor Dr. Rodney Howard Brown at the River Church in Tampa, Florida, had a service on that last Monday, the next day, in March, he was arrested in a very public arrest, unbelievably dramatic arrest. While the helicopter was over his house and the police officers were there, the sheriff was doing a press conference that got carried all over the country and around the world. And he made all kinds of false statements. And then they took Rodney Howard Brown down to the police station, booked him. He had a mugshot. He had to stay in a jail cell till he bonded out later that day. For having church the previous day. And we then got involved. He was our client, and Governor Ron DeSantis, a Republican governor of Florida, he immediately, a day and a half later, on April the 1st, declared attendance at churches and places of worship essential activity, and he overrode all the local government orders to the contrary, freed up all Florida churches. We did some messaging on that. We got pushback by some people. That was early on in the lockdowns. Right. And some people would say, well, you're going to kill people. You're not being Christian. Others were understanding. But so many people looked at their myopic little world. And that's the sadness, I think, that we saw among churches and Christians in general. They look at their little myopic world. And in their myopic world, they may be fearful. But they may have high speed, they may have a smartphone, and their church was broadcasting online, and so they think, well, that's fine. It's okay for me, it's okay for thee. They don't think that some people don't have high speed internet, some people don't have smartphones. They don't think about the depression that will inevitably happen, which is what we predicted, the suicide, the drugs, the alcohol, the pornography, the domestic abuse, the child abuse. They don't think about all of that. They don't think about how do you help a woman or a single parent who has two kids and they're living paycheck to paycheck. They have no savings. Now they get locked down because they're waiting in a restaurant. And now the restaurant can't serve anymore. So their job's gone. And they have no reserves. How are you going to minister to them? We need to stop looking at our myopic world, and it seems like that was so evident. So we got pushback. But over time, people began to realize these lockdowns are going on too long.
Right.
And we've tried to educate people, look beyond what's happening. This is a serious attack against the church, and the church is essential. It's more essential now than it's ever been.
Right, and we've sued, you know, many of these governors in these states, these Democratic states where they're oppressing the church. I mean, I think of Maine, we sued there where that church, Pastor Ken Graves, he has an amazing ministry former drug addicts.
Yeah, with drug addicts. And you know, so many amazing pastors we represent. Yes,
Kentucky,
I know.
There's Virginia and
California.
Illinois,
yeah. And we have cases. We've been to the Supreme Court of the United States four times since April. just on church cases.
We've been busy.
It's been a very busy number of many months. Weekends, nights, early mornings.
But all on behalf of churches, and we never would have imagined that we'd be representing all these churches.
It's an amazing blessing to be able to represent the church. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And so those gates of hell are starting to be kicked down. Continue to pray for pastors and churches, for our ministry, for our team. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Sign up for our emails right there. Hit the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.